Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prophetic Experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Now, here we go, y'all. I wrote this little churchy song just to let somebody know that no matter what's happening in our society, you still have the victory, huh? Through Jesus Christ our Lord. So don't let this world and the system take you out of the game, huh? You are victorious. Say it like this. Come on, say it, y'all.
Hi.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. He keeping us alive. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I won't look back. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign in another day, Lord God. And we say thank you, Lord God, how you woke us up this morning, clothing our right mind to know who we are, who we belongs to. We belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. This is the day the Lord has made. I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I come to praise you, Jesus. You the Lord of my life. I come to praise you, Jesus. You the Alpha and Omega. You the beginning and the end. And I say thank you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I come to praise you this morning. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You were the Lamb that was slain for me. I say thank you. I come to praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You the potter and I'm your clay. Continue to mold me. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, we come to give you praise this morning. You're keeping us alive for a reason, and we say thank you. I won't look back. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I say thank you, Lord. We welcome you in our services on today. From the pulpit to the back door, from the back door to the children's church, you keeping us alive, and I say thank you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to thank you, Lord God, how you kept us as we slept in slumber on last night. We say thank you, because you sleep nor slumber. We say thank you. Your right hand is continuously holding us up. We say thank you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Great is you that's in each and every one of us, and he is in the world. We say thank you. We come to that you arise and our enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus. We come to look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. Our strength comes from the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. In spite of what's going on around us, we still can have strength. We still have peace in the name of Jesus. Peace be still in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name this morning, Lord God. We didn't get a 911 call on last night. Our loved ones are still in the land of the living. We say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We thank you for being a fence around all our children, all our grandchildren, all our great-grandchildren, all around our neighbor's children. We thank you for peace right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come to plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere today, because we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We come standing on Mark 11 today. Have faith in God. Speak to the mountain in the name of Jesus. So we speak to the sickness and diseases this morning and tell it he got to go to the dry place in the name of Jesus. And when we stand in prayer, we got to forgive in order for our Heavenly Father to forgive us. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, because he's our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We come to praise him this morning from bringing heaven to earth. His healing power, his delivering power in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you that he given us the power to tread over serpents, scorpions, the power of our enemy. By no means should nothing harm us. No weapon formed against God's people should prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name today. We are blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going out, blessed coming in. We are the head and not the tail. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We are above and not beneath. We are more than conquerors, and we say thank you. He's keeping us alive. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Our eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what he's going to do for us. In the name of Jesus, we praise him for what he done. Now we praise him in advance what he's going to do today in our life. He's going to order our footsteps. He's going to lead and direct us in all truth in the name of Jesus. So we just come to say thank him for being the lamb that was slain for us. We just say thank you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, come bless the Lord with me today. He's worthy to be praised. When I look back over my own life, I can truly say that I am blessed, that I am a walking testimony in the name of Jesus. When the doctor said I wouldn't live, he said I would, and I'm still here. I'm here for a purpose. I'm here for a reason, and I come to give him the praise and the glory this morning. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So, Father, have your way on this line today. Heal and deliver in the nursing homes on today. Heal and deliver in the hospitals all over the land today. In the name of Jesus. Keep your arms around all the homeless today. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you and praise you for breakthroughs in every area of our life. And we will not break down. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You're keeping us alive. And we say thank you, Jesus. In your precious son, Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. He keeping us alive.
Amen. Yes, he is keeping us alive. Thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning. Thank you for your healing throughout the land. Thank you, oh, Father God, for putting us, regulating us in balance, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, that you have given us the mind of Christ, oh, Father. Thank you for opening up our eyes, oh, Father God, so we are able to see, oh, Father God, not with our natural eyes, but with our spiritual eyes, oh, Father God. This malady in the darkness that have kept us in bondage, oh, Father God. But through your love that you have for us, oh, Father God, you have shined the light for the areas that we can become wise. Oh, Father God, and knowledgeable in that area in which we was and have not been in before, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, because in your words we are for lack of knowledge. But Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. So we thank you, oh, Father God, for what you have sent your son to do, and he has accomplished that, oh, Father God. Accomplished that for millions, oh, Father God. Because, Father God, in your word, oh, Father God, and what we believe for, oh, Father God, that you desire that all should be saved and none should perish, oh, Father God. So we thank you for having that great love toward us, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for bearing our sins, oh, Father God, upon the body, upon the tree, oh, Father God. Heaven died to sins, oh, Father God, that you did it, oh, Father God, so that we may be able to live in righteousness spiritually, oh, Father God. Because by your stripes, oh, Father God, we are healed, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God. We thank you. We honor you, magnify you, glorify you. We thank you for what you're doing throughout the land, oh, Father God. We thank you for touching the hearts and minds of your people, oh, Father God, who have lost contact and in touch with you, oh, Father God. You're calling them back into the fold, oh, Father God. You're strengthening them, oh, Father God. You're removing the doubt, oh, Father God. Thank you for healing, oh, Father God. Thank you for shining the light within them, oh, Father God, upon the darkness, oh, Father. They may recognize, oh, Father God, the error, oh, Father God, in their ways and the error in others, oh, Father God. But moving in the power of love, oh, Father God, we do not move in condemnation, but we edify, build up our brothers that are in Christ, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for giving us wisdom, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for giving us leading us to knowledge, oh, Father God, that will sustain us, oh, Father God, in this dispensation, season, and time, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for strengthening our bodies, oh, Father God. Thank you for strengthening our immune system, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for you enhancing our immune system in the way that any foreign thing that have came in, oh, Father God, and may try to come in, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we are covered by the blood and it's being dismantled. even now as we speak in the lives of your people, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for supernaturally, O Father God, healing us and cleansing us. Because though our robes may have been red, recruiting, but Father God, your word washes us. The water of your word, O Father God, and makes them white as snow, O Father God. O Father God, in your word, you tell us, O Father God, with all the things that is going on, for us not to be wise in our own eyes, but for us to fear the Lord and depart from evil, O Father God. Show us that evil, O Father God, that we thought that was good, O Father God. Show us the subtle tactics of the enemy, O Father God, so that we may rise up and stand, O Father God. Father God, we even thank you, O Father God, for going throughout the land, O Father God, with your warning ministering angels and camp, O Father God, at the four corners of everybody's house, O Father God, on the outside and also on the inside. Fortify us, O Father God, in your word, O Father God. Fortify us, O Father God, in the area, O Father God, that we should walk in this time, O Father God. Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for what you're doing. We thank you, O Father God, for all that you have done, O Father God. We thank you for your healing, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for regulating our mind, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for removing, O Father God, things that may have had us stumbling, O Father God, and being tossed to and fro. But we are grounded up in your word, O Father God, and thank you, O Father God, for what you're doing. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, amen.
Thank you for receiving me. Anybody just grateful? I know I don't deserve it, but I love this place. Here in one place, I love this place. Oh, thank you for accepting us. Thank you for
Dr. Matthews, we can't hear you. Top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am prophet and teacher Lorraine Matthews, and I just welcome those that are joining us on this day from all around the world. And I got a special guest that's going to join us on today. But first, I want to just take this time to thank our prayer warriors and intercessors on this day and bless the Lord for you, and you, those that are listening in from whatever time zone you are in. We bless God for you on this day, and certainly we honor the Lord for your kingdom gift that you are to the body. And certainly I thank God for the prayer warriors as well. We give God praise, glory, and honor for your position in the kingdom and in the body as well. So we're thanking God. Real quickly, we want to continue to thank God for all that he's been doing throughout this week and this month, and how he has continued to give us the strength and the power to do what we do in the kingdom of God. And surely we don't take it lightly, all of those things that God has given us the strength to be able to do in ministry. And so in saying that, we thank God, because the work of the kingdom is huge when it comes to ministering his word. So I don't take it lightly all that God is doing in this, in the atmosphere of the land. We bless the Lord for the Stretch Conference 2021. That many people's lives are being touched, and those who are following us via the worldwide web, whether Zoom or whether Facebook or Facebook or YouTube or Roku. We bless God for you all joining us in those services. Real quickly, we're going to go into the word of the Lord God. Administrator Brian, can you give us those announcements, those two commercials, those announcements? We'll come right back and go into the word of the Lord God. We don't want to tarry long. If my friend is joining us today, please hit one on your dial, man of God, if you're with us. Hit one on your dial there, and we'll bring you in as well. But thank you, God, for the people of God. Minister, you bring those commercials in. We'll come right back, okay?
We're getting ready to celebrate. Get ready for the Family Values Conference 2021 and birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. Lorraine Matthews, Ph.D. This happens October 29th through 31st, 2021. The theme, God's Divine Grace to Rule and Reign. Family Values Conference and Birthday Celebration 2021. Here we go. It kicks off Friday night, October 29th at 7 p.m. at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. Ron Matthews, Senior Pastor, the guest speaker, Pastor Mel Flowers, Kingdom Harvest Family Church, Olympia Fields, Illinois. On Saturday, October 30th, 2021, from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. Your tickets are $70. It's the formal banquet and birthday celebration for Dr. Ron Matthews at First Assemblies International Church, 14559 South Green Street, Harvey, Illinois. The guest speaker, Mother Judy Hines, overseer of Overcomer International Network. Sunday, October 31st at 11 a.m. at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Senior Pastor. The guest speaker, Bishop Gary Wheeler of Changing Word Church International, Orlando, Florida. Get ready for a praising good time. October 29th through 31st, 2021. The Family Values Conference, 2021. And birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. A celebration that you do not want to miss. So here's what you do. Make plans to be there.
Prophet Lorraine Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestorethelletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Amen. Bless the people of God on today. Well, we're going to move into the word of the Lord God. I got my good friend joining us, good friend of Apostle Greg Jacobs, Greg Jacob Ministry, good kingdom leader. Bless the Lord for him on today joining us. God bless you, man of God.
Thank you so much, Prophet. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here with you on this morning. Amen.
And bless you as well. Man of God, really quickly, give us your announcement for your Elijah Come Forth, and then we're going to go into the Word of God. That's God's people.
Yes, thank you. This month, the Elijah Come Forth prophetic service will be in Hammond, Indiana. Hammond, Indiana, that will be 6530. Arizona Avenue in Canada. That was Saturday, October the 23rd at 4 p.m. And we believe in God for a mighty move of God, the gathering of the Elishas. And so we believe in God for a prophetic impartation on that day. And that's October the 23rd at 4 p.m. Thank you. Thank you, Prophet.
Amen. Bless the Lord for you, man of God. All right, we're going to move into the word of the Lord God. From, now, many of you know for the last four and a half, 5 years, we've been teaching on the book of Daniel. We're shifting today. We're not deviating from actually the series that we have been teaching on. However, how many know that God would take us into a Kairos moment? He would interrupt what's regularly scheduled to bring us into a Kairos moment, that we may be able to release a right now word for the people so that they will be blessed with the word from God. And I believe in the time that we're in, many of us need to hear exactly what God is saying to us based upon what we're dealing with from the external things of the world. Because the most influential thing that's affecting everyone right now, as well as the church world, is the external things. Not the internal things, the external things. The external things are affecting the internal things. So therefore, God needs us to focus back on the internal things so that the external things will not dominate our life and where he's taking us, especially in this time of the Hebrew calendar year that's moving in the land and lives are being transformed through the word of God. And through the power of his word of God, as we deal with Rosh Hashanah 5782, many people, you have to go through the backlog of your mind to change a lot of the Gregorian mindset of the things that we thought, we saw, we viewed, and we're in. So in saying that, I want God's people to understand that based upon where we at right now, many people are losing ground because of fear, and fear is gripping so many people. And the intimidating thing about the spirit of fear, it's being used to manipulate the mind. I want you to write this down. It's going to bless someone today. I told the people yesterday, don't allow what appear to be false, real, from hitting your way. Don't allow what appear to be false to stop real from hitting your way. There's a showdown between the real and the false right now. It's a showdown in the land. Yeah. Into the word of the Lord God from the book of Jeremiah chapter number 1. Jeremiah chapter number 1. Jeremiah chapter number 1. And verse number 1 in the book of Jeremiah, This is a critical book, a piece in the Old Testament that we're going to share from. Jeremiah is one of the major prophets. Now, oftentimes people say in the Old Testament, what you have is five major prophets. What you have is five major books and four major prophets in the Old Testament. Because actually, Lamentation does not define the office. Lamentation defined the contemporary who have wrote the book for the experience that we will encounter through the major prophets. So Jeremiah, who wrote 66 books, Isaiah, let's go back to Isaiah. Isaiah book of the Old Testament book. Let me slow down. Let's go here. You have 39 books. Five is law. 17 is what we call books of history. Then you have five books of what we call poetic and 17 prophetic books. I think that's the way we break it down in terms of books or history, maybe 12. I have to go back. When my brain started moving like that, it just go for broke. But nonetheless, you have 39 of these books, and when you're reading them, they all are written based upon events in its order of its preparation. 12 books of history. 12 books of history. There it is. So that makes it easy. 12 books of history. So five of them are what we call major books. And so Jeremiah is one of the major books of the Old Testament. There it is. And so when you read Jeremiah, you're reading Jeremiah, who has 51 chapters. Isaiah has 66, Lamentation at 5, Ezekiel 48, and Daniel 12. And so prophetically, these are very important in terms of their writing and in terms of their number system. So when you read Jeremiah or Isaiah, you read Isaiah from understanding that God is salvation, because Isaiah names me Yahweh. Yah, the name means salvation, 66 books. Then Jeremiah, his books mean Yahweh is exalted or uplifted. And then Lamentation deals with grief, passion, deals with pain, there was weeping, and there was sorrow. And then Ezekiel deals with God's strength, and ultimately Daniel means judgment of God, a God of judge. So Jeremiah chapter number 1 opens us up with Jeremiah speaking of the strength of God and the power of God being lifted up. He's a lifter of our soul. But when you read his book, it's 52 chapters, symbolic of 52 weeks of the year. When you read Jeremiah, you read Jeremiah 66 chapters as the 66 books coded system. So when you read Jeremiah, you actually have read the entire Bible, but you have to understand the mysteries of Old Testament, which is concealed, gospel fulfilled, and ultimately anything after Acts is revealed. Eschatology simply brings us to end time, end events, end of an era, end of an age, end of a dispensation. I know most of us, when we look at it, we look at it from the perspective of being taken away or leaving here, what we call rapture book. But literally, it opens you up to understanding the history of John's visitation on the island of Pompus, his exit out of here. And so from his exiting out, he leaves events that will open us up to understand actually what has been his experience from this particular revelation that he would get from the island. So Jeremiah now opens us up in chapter number 1. It's called, God called Jeremiah in chapter number 1. So he called Jeremiah. But what's important about this particular book, he's specifically explaining in Jeremiah 1 the historicity of his bloodline. And then he takes him in and he excludes his parental rights after verse number 4. Let's read. Amen. And apostle with me. The word of Jeremiah, son of Hilkiah, of the priest of Anath, in the land of Benjamite, to whom the word of the Lord came the days of Josiah, son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the day of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month. Verse number 4, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. Then said I, ah, Lord, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee. And whatsoever I command thee to speak, look at somebody say, you better be speaking in this season. Speak, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, said the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put thy word in thy mouth. Seeing I have this day set thee over nations and over kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, throw down, to build, and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And he said, I see a rod of almond tree. Verse 12, then said the Lord unto me, thou hast seen well, for I will hasten it, my word to perform it. In other words, I will move my word with acceleration. I will make the word work. He said, because when you see it, in other words, what he's telling Jeremiah right here, he said, what is it that thou see it? And then he said, I see a rod of almond tree. So what he does is he transcends Jeremiah actually from seeing faces to moving into his presence. And he said, now the word will go fast because you're not looking at people. You're looking at my presence. And when you tap into the presence of God, the word of God moves at an accelerated light because he said the word of the Lord came back to him. So actually, Jeremiah was the word before he ever came into time. I want to deal with this for a few minutes. When eternity prepares you for time, but destiny must become the masterpiece in you. You have to understand what God is saying. Let's go back to verse number 3. And read this. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before that came forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. And simply what God did there, he explained to Jeremiah that we're not, your parents is not exclusive in this. This is between you and I. So therefore, we won't deal with generational curses. We won't deal with your mother and father bloodline. We're going to deal with me. Because I'm speaking to you exactly from eternity, and I'm letting you know the power and authority you will have in time. So it's important for us as believers to understand that eternity prepares you for time, but destiny must become the masterpiece in you. In other words, when you deal with destiny, you have to deal with a place called preordained. Preordained, that means before anything ever connected with human life, eternal life was already there. So you ever hear human life, eternal life. So what we're dealing with right now is specifically Apostle Jacob is a world full of fearful people dealing with external people instead of internal presence of God. His internal presence will be able to allow you to defeat external thing. That's why he said to him, what is it that thou see? He said, I see a rod of an almond tree. He said, thou hast seen well. So therefore, I will hasten in my word to perform it. And so God is opening up the word for us to see the power of acceleration over the illusion that the enemy has created in our mind or psyche. Now we're calling it a manifestation. But we have to be able to move past those places into the presence of God. Once you tap into the mind, will, and thought of God, you move into the place of acceleration. That's when he moves us in terms of what television used the word nature. He moves us in. He takes us into a place in him, a state of him, eternal life, into the eternal presence. The word eternal means endless time, that we may move into that state of God so that we can move beyond all of the mistakes of man. Because God power, God presence is so powerful in us. We have to totally trust God. And so many people don't trust God because they're too busy allowing flesh and external stimuli to define who they are and what they are to us. So God is telling Jeremiah in chapter 1, verses 4, he gives us an intro to Jeremiah's family, his bloodline, his priestly line, his Benjamite line. He tells the history of the kingdom, the reigning, the ruling. But he said, in spite of that, those things mean nothing unless you know who I am. Because you can rule over those things and you would dominate those things, but you must know who I am. And so he's telling Jeremiah in verse number 4, your parental rights have been suspended because now you're moving into the presence of God. Isn't it interesting how we always go over our bloodline and talk about mommy, father, dad, cousins, and environment. But here in verse number 4, God suspends the parental rights. It goes straight into Jeremiah to let him know, I knew you before I formed you in the belly. And before you ever came out of your mother womb, you was a formula before you ever became a form from the seed in the egg. So therefore, I have established you in the earth realm with the sacred codes of eternal presence to deal with the enemies in time. So fear should not grip us, but the presence of God shall overtake us. So he's bringing us to understanding the power. It is important, people of God, that where we at right now as believers, we have to know our position in God. Notice I said our position in God. When you know your position in God, there's things that God would not take from you, or God would not allow you to not see. He will open you up to the mystery of things in the land and what's going on, especially exactly right now that I shared with some of the people. Come on in, Apostle, man of God.
You know, Prophet, I'm being so blessed by this teaching right here, because it is interesting that when you made mention of verse 5, that how the Lord told Jeremiah, I form you, which means I'm the one who formed you, already knew you in the spirit realm, and which means then I see how you administered, how he attached his assignment to him before he even became, before he came in the earth, which tells me that I'm already ordained by God before I even came into the earth. And ordination services to validate and to confirm we are. But when we look at the word here, and as you were sharing, it already let me know, and from verse 5, he knew him in the spirit realm, created him then in the earth realm, but he came with an when he said sanctified you, set you apart and ordained you to be a prophet. So that tells me that God is the one that does the ordination. Man does the confirmation. Amen. Mm,
that's good. That's powerful right there. He's a confirmer of his word. It interesting you just said the word confirmation. It's powerful because a lot of people, a lot of people said that's confirmation, but do you receive the confirmer of the confirmation? Because you can confirm something, but if you don't receive it, because a lot of people confirm because you heard. And hearing and receiving is two different things. I hear you, but I'm going to do what I want to do. I receive it because I accept what's inside you. That's the mystery of things. Did that make sense what I'm saying? Because you get a lot of people
that
confirm stuff. Well, I confirm, you're right, that's right, but they go and do what they want to do. They don't receive you. Jesus never asked anyone to confirm him. He asked you to receive and believe. He asked you to believe. Believe means you receive. So when you receive the word of God, it's like when you receive the word of God, or you receive a prophet in the name of the prophet, the word of God says you receive a prophet reward. That means you receive access to that realm. You receive access to that dimension. So when you the reward means their access. And many people can't get access because they don't receive. They confirm, but they still do what they want to do. When you receive it, the prophet, in the name of the prophet, you receive it, the prophet reward. When I was over in Europe in 2015, I was over there, over in Europe in 2015, every time I would prophesy to the people, because most of the people, when you receive the prophet or their leader, they would call them Papa, Daddy, Papa. And when you would see, or they would say, yes, prophet, he would stop the service to ask the people, is this the word of the prophet? That was scary for me because I'm in America, when you give a prophetic word, rather than a lie or truth, you don't get a chance for the people to stop you right in the middle out and say, no, that wasn't the word of God, that wasn't the truth. And it would stop, man, and it would say, he would say, is this the word of the prophet? Yes, Poppy. You know, what did the prophet say to you? And they would say that. So just imagine if you didn't know what you were saying over in those countries. You have to know what you're saying when you're releasing a word. Because they know that when you receive the word of God, it's exactly the mysteries of the codes to confirm their destiny, not their damage. We have prophets that speak into people's life, speaking a code over their destiny that's causing them to be damaged. A prophet speaks to the code of destiny in you, and it won't damage you. It's confirming destiny in you. That you're on the road to preordain and not a road to prediction, or it's on the road to prediction, not prediction. Satan is a spirit of prediction. That means totally separated, eternally separated, perdition. When God speaks of prediction, he speaks to your future. That's why he asked Jeremiah, I knew you before I formed you in the belly. And then he said, what see a thou? He said, I see a rod of an amateur. He said, then you have seen well, I will haste it. Now your word that's in prediction will accelerate. Sometimes you ain't got to wait when you trust God. There's a word that will come to your belly, apostle, that will accelerate the people's lives. But people only confirm, they don't receive. Hallelujah.
Oh, that's
you
got to
receive this
that's
thing.
Awesome.
Yeah, you got to receive the thing. That's why when you look at the word eternal life, you look at the word endless. Endless. And when you take it to the philosopher, the philosophy, and use it in the mathematic equation, it means infinite. Sign is used to depict the infinite duration. This is also called what we call sempiternity. It simply means everlasting. We're moving into everlasting. That's why he said we go from glory to glory, from glory to glory. Everybody should go from glory to glory in the kingdom. And where we at right now in the body of believers, everything, the world makes it look like we're dying, we're losing out. We're not. The believers are going from glory to glory. And the reason why we're going from glory to glory, because we are light and darkness. And in anything that's light and darkness, darkness have to see through us. Ooh, God, I feel that. So when we're not there, then they can't see through us. So they will miss the glory to glory. Romans 8 and 18 said, I reckon and consider that the suffering of what you're doing in this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory that should be revealed in us. We're going from glory to glory in this time. And so he says to Jeremiah, you are preordained. So your parental rights have been suspended. And so you can't blame your mother and father in your environment when God steps in. Because when God steps in, he girds the word inside you and give you power to move into the presence. We know what happened to the bloodline. We know what happened to Mama. We know what happened to Papa being the Rolling Stone. We know Mama, Baby, Daddy, Maybe. Now it's really Mama and Daddy, Maybe, and Grandma and Grandpa, Baby. We understand that. But there is a move now in the land that God is presenting this, his vessels who have been preordained for such a time as this. You have to be. You have to know you were ordained. You have to know you were born for this. There was no other time in history that you were made for this time. God established you exactly for this time. He took you out of the refrigerator of frozen into the presence of heat. Oh God, you gotta know where you're going right now. Come on in, man of God. Hallelujah.
Oh, Prophet, when you just made that statement concerning the timing of our departure from the spirit realm to the natural, God knew exactly what time. You know, sometimes in my life, I just said, I wish I was born in certain eras or certain times, but I would not have fit because that was not part of God's destiny. And so I see it clear now what you're saying, that God has the right timing for our release. A lot of people say, well, I wish I was back in Jesus. They know that was not where he wanted you to be at. He wanted you to be in such a time as this right now to bring an impact to the world. And so now it's time for us to, as you said, we must go from glory to glory, a progressive move in the spirit, a progressive move in elevation. And sometimes we get stuck. I was sharing with a group of people, don't get stuck with your previous or your current presence or your current level in God, because that's not, don't park there. It's only a temporary place. God wants us to progressively move forward, because wherever we get stuck at, we become stagnated. We become complacent. Then we begin to make a doctrine in just that place when God wants to move from glory to glory. So I appreciate when you release that so much, that you're releasing so much meat, so much revelation here. I can't get stuck, because if I get stuck, I will abort my purpose and my destiny. If I get stuck right here in this place, and this is the struggle we have with some people in the church as leaders. Yes, they get a breakthrough and maybe a breakthrough financially and a breakthrough prophetically, but then they stay right there. And when you stay right there, you become like still water. Regardless how fresh the water was in the beginning, if it sit too long, it becomes still water. It has a scent to it. And we have some people sitting in the church thinking now, because they won't grow, they won't move, they won't flow. It's a progressive glory to glory, and we become content and satisfied with a traditional service, or with doing things just this is how it always went. But I'm being stirred by you, because we got to move from glory to glory. The prophets speak to the code of our destiny. Oh, I love that. Let me cut this thing loose. You blessing me so much this morning. Amen.
You know, and the powerful thing, Apostle, in that, you know, I realize during this conference, the stretch conference, it's stretching us all. It's really stretching us all. One of the things that's important when a person is grieving, and I want people to see that this is going to bless you, because, you know, some of the parts of the conference, I was included in it because of the scheduling part, so I had to come in. And I want people to hear this. When I stepped into the area of grieving, people were grieving. There were so many people grieving. So I had to become prophetic. Look at somebody and say, you had to become prophetic. But prophetic became revelatory. So when I came into the room dealing with all of the grieving people, people who had lost folks, dying folks, people who passed away, people who were married to people that passed, people whose kids were shot, people who suffered murder, I came into it with this mindset. I'm not coming in to deal with grief. I come to deal with eternity. That's what I did. I came in and said that. So when I began to talk, I said, let's go real quickly so I can shift the whole entire environment. I'm not going to necessarily preach or teach to all the crying people. I didn't say it like that. I was very sensitive because you have to be really sensitive to people. So I took them over to Hebrew chapter number 12, and this is what I brought. So I don't want everybody to hear this. I said, everybody raise their hand and lost people. Now, that's kind of crazy, right? Because everybody's in there. They lost somebody. I haven't lost people. And so we have, you're getting your breakthrough today. I'm not going to be long. We're going to get a breakthrough. Everybody ready for the breakthrough? Everybody. Raise your hand if you know that your family was a believer. Everybody raise their hand. I said, okay. I said, therefore, seeing we are so compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and sin that so easily beset us, and let us run patient the race that was set before us, looking unto who? Jesus, who is what the author and finisher of our faith, whom for the joy that was set before us endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set at the right hand of the throne of God. For considering him that endured the contradiction of sinners against himself, he took on everything. I said, so raise your hand. I said, so therefore, when your family had left you all and went on to eternity, I said, everybody say it, right? I said, guess what? They're great cloud of witnesses. Look at somebody said, they're witnessing what we got to go through. Do you know it changed every environment right there? Everybody changed. I said, oh, everybody that left here, they're now watching you. They're witnessing what you're doing now. They're part of the great cloud of witness. They are witnessing what you do. Old Testament, when they left, they're the witnessing. They're cheerleading us on. Look at somebody say, my family is cheering me on. I said, look at somebody cheering me. I said, what you crying about, they're cheering you on. Because first, number one, you're carrying the inheritance. Number two, you left something. They left something for you, cheering you on. So you have to be the carrier of their present because they went on to eternity and they left you with time. So you have time to get everything together, what you lost, what you didn't say, what you couldn't say, if somebody holding on, forget. They're cheering you on. Look at somebody say, you're cheering you on. And it changed the whole entire environment. We had church. We were done. I was done. We had church. You ain't got to cry no more. We had church. There's a great cloud of witnesses. They're cheering you on. I said, look at the person next to you and say, they left, but they're cheering me on. They're not here, but they're cheering me on. So you got somebody cheering you right now. So whatever you're dealing with, you have somebody cheering you on. They're cheering you on. They're excited about you. They went on. Now you have to handle what they left. They're cheering you on. So you the body have to understand that there's something for everybody here. They're cheering us on. Then I'm dealing with a woman who was still grieving over the marriage and the divorce. That's it. And she was talking about the divorce. I said, well, let me tell you something. What you're painting about, you're painting about the divorce. I said, do you know what? You divorced the man. You didn't divorce God. That changed the whole environment right there. See, what we don't understand, when you divorce a man or woman, you never divorce God. You divorce the person. So just in case you didn't divorce God, you divorce a person. You didn't divorce God. And a lot of times the church world have sold us that when we divorce the person, we divorce him. You didn't divorce God. You divorce the person. What you have to do is you have to be able to, once you divorce a body, you got to free yourself from the pain. You got to divorce the pain. You ain't doing it. So that free people. So God has to give you the power to be able to deal with all situations of people. So you can bring them to deliverance and freedom from the bondage. Egypt was a place of bondage. It was known as the place of bondage. How do we tie this in with Jeremiah? Because Jeremiah 1 and 4, he took parental rights out of the way. He took human conversation out of the presence of an eternal place. He said, Jeremiah, you're going to live in an eternal estate, even though you had human existence, even though you had a family, even though you were the priestly line, even though you will reign in this realm, you're Benjamite tribal family, but you're not going to move from the eternal things of me. You're in it. So you are eternity. I'm just using you in humanity, and I'm allowing the clock to turn presence of me be released. That's what God does. He gives us time. He's preparing the people for the greater. You are in the greater of God. Fear grips us. Faith releases us. Fear grips us. Faith releases us. As a matter of fact, faith suspends rules of fear. You can write that one down. Faith suspends the rules of fear. When you operate in faith, faith suspends the rules of fear. Fear doesn't have power when faith shows up. It suspends the rules when faith shows up. So when Jeremiah spoke, the rules were suspended. Parental rights were taken away. So what was on the birth certificate, mama name and daddy name, means nothing, because what God does is he takes the birth certificate and he opens you up to the birthright. Woo, I'm about to preach this thing to the devil get mad. Come on in, man of God. I gotta prepare for the next service. God is doing something here.
I love that the whole message released right there in 1 minute. Grip us. Faith release us. I had to write that down. Faith suspend the rules of fear. Prophet, that was a whole 1 hour message just right there that you just released. I pray that the people of God get that and soak it in their spirit, and every time fear goes to grab them, begin to walk by faith, because the only way we get released from the grips of fear is to operate in faith. And we operate in faith. I'm listening to this, and I'm getting some downloads here on what you just released. It suspends the rules of fear. They no longer active in my life. My faith have deactivated the grip of fear and the consequences that comes from fear. You just said a whole hour worth of stuff, Apostle, in 1 minute. I wrote it down because I got to meditate on this right here. I thank you so much for releasing that. That was for me right there in Jesus' name.
Amen. Yes, amen. We're opening up the people because of what God is trying to do in his people and in the lives of the people. Have you ever been around leaders of people that were very arrogant? You know, they're very arrogant, but they operate in what we call false humility. But you know they're arrogant, and everything they're doing is underlining intimidation. You can write this down, underlining intimidation. Well, you know, when you're in these big conferences like that, you deal with people who are powerful leaders and great people, but then you have to deal with those who, powerful people, great people, but that pride, but they have that underlying intimidation. But the moment you open your mouth, you shut the mouth of the enemy. Have you ever been there? When you open your mouth, just because you might, I wrote something very powerful on my Facebook page, and some of you probably had the opportunity to read it. And it was very powerful. I put this piece down because, you know, when you deal with events and conferences and people, you have to prepare yourself for different behaviors and attitudes of people. But one of the things I wrote down, Apostle, in the event, I said this very powerfully, and the Lord gave me this for to bless the people. I said, this is very powerful, and I put some quotes on it. I said, ministry is an assignment and not a platform for your agenda, but God's presence. When I go into the preaching of the word of God or the teaching, I bring God's presence through my assignment. I'm not interested in a platform. I'm interested in the presence of God being released. When you release the presence of God, Jeremiah was assigned to release the presence of God. His 52 chapters let us know in 52 weeks you can do what God requires you to do. Because even though he was born of a woman in few days and full of trouble, he was born in iniquity, shaped in sin, born in iniquity, shaped in sin. It didn't change the formula of God from what he was going to do in the kingdom of God or for the presence of God. That's the power of being able. So when eternity prepares you for time, But destiny must become the masterpiece in you. Destiny must become the masterpiece in you. Have you ever? And this is, and I'll end on this. Have you ever saw something, someone down the road or individual down the road, and you look, and it might be 10 years down the road, and all of a sudden, we used to call it in the streets deja vu. In the kingdom of God, we call it a what is the word I want to use? They call it a deja vu, and then other people call it what is the word I want to use? Help me out, man of God. Help me out, Administrator Brian. What is it? Deja vu, the world call it. We call it, God, my brain is moving. When this brain starts zipping through this data, I miss some things. But anyway, you see a person, and it's almost like wow, I've been here before. You're like, man, I saw this before. I saw this 20 years ago. I'm like, man, you see a Kairos. I'll just say a Kairos moment. You're in the Kairos moment. You'll see something and say, man, I saw this before. We call it, the world call it the deja vu. Man, I saw this before. Have you ever thought about that moment you saw before or you see it now? Had you obeyed God, that could have been the moment you would have been in right now. Have you ever thought about if you obeyed God, you would have not detoured destiny and went and veered into another realm of damage or another realm of confusion and disobedience. If you would have obeyed God, what you're looking at, a deja vu, could have been destiny, rendezvous. Woo, that's powerful. Good God, let me write that down. That's powerful. That blessed me. That blessed me right there. Wow, and did that bless somebody right there? Golly, that blessed me right there. That's powerful right there. I gotta get this recording today, Administrator Brian. Wow, it would have been destiny rendezvous. Woo, that's powerful. Man, I need to put that as a nugget in the book. Well, wow, that blessed me. I got to stop right there. I can't even go further on that one. Goodness. All right, I'm gonna be ready to preach today. Good God, everybody. This is blessing me. What did I say? Somebody help me out. What did I say? I just lost that thought. Man, that was so powerful. Man.
I guess that part. I guess, when you were saying that. So,
man, that's powerful. Good God, about that, man, that's powerful. I know somebody that fell back in their seat on that one. They're like, wow, man, that's a right now word from the Lord. Had we obeyed God and did what He said, man, we would have been different right now. We'll be the person you would, or something you would connect with right now would be destiny rendezvous. What we call a, man, that was powerful. Woo, man, I told you, when God give you a Kairos word for the people, it'll bless you. I got to go back and listen to that with myself. But I tell you, we have to understand when eternity prepares you for time, destiny must become the masterpiece in you. I can become the masterpiece in you. Yeah, the piece in you today. Stay in that place of God. Stay in that position in God. Because more, God is bringing us to the place in Him where He's revealing Himself to us more and more and more in Him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. The power of God. Amen. There it is. The deja vu. Yeah. Yeah. I've been here before. Man. Yeah. I've been here before. Now you see it. So the deja vu. Yeah, there it is. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Bringing it back. Yeah. Man, listen. Yeah, people say, man, I've seen this before. A deja vu. But now, destiny can make it a rendezvous. There it is. Ooh, there it is right there. That's that blessing somebody right there. Man, I saw this before. Man, you said a deja vu. Now, destiny can become a rendezvous. Woo-wee, that's going to bless somebody. All right. Yeah, when your deja vu, destiny a rendezvous. good God of mine. All right, let's stop here. Good God of mine. All right, we're going to open up the line. Minister Brian, come on in real quickly with us today. No, Apostle, did you want to say something, man of God? Yeah.
Prophet, I can't say nothing because you got my mind raced so bad right now. What you just messed me up. That last statement was so powerful. First of all, you just spoke when you did, fear gripped us, faith released us, faith suspended the rules of fear. That was the whole hour message you just did. But then when you came with this here, right here, I'm so messed up with this. I got to meditate on this when I get off the line. This is powerful. I hope you put that out. I hope you put that out on Facebook or something today. I got to go back and hear this over and over right here. My God, this is awesome. This is awesome right here. That was straight from the throne room right there, hot off the press. Hot off the press. My God.
Mm-hmm.
That blessed the people of God. I know it blessed me. I'm messed up.
Mm-hmm. Amen. We bless the Lord. So you're there. Come on in, Administrator Brian.
God bless you, Brother Matthew. God bless you, Apostle.
God bless you, Minister.
God bless you.
God bless you. Amen.
Just some friendly reminders on Dr. Matthews on our great conference that's coming up. The Family Values Conference, October 29th through the 31st, and the birthday celebration for Dr. Matthews. Please remember that the hotel block has closed and that the tickets for the formal banquet on that Saturday night are $70, and they are on sale now. You can reach out to any of us, or you can call the 877-912-2027 number, or the 708-825-1988 number at the local ministry. We will have a cutoff date coming up for the tickets as well. And if you would like to purchase an ad to show love to the men of God, please feel free to reach out to us as well. There's a $25 business card ad, a $50 half page, and a $100 full page ad as well. We'll be more than happy to set that ad for you, and it'll be in all color. And we're just looking for a great and mighty time celebration and celebrating the man of God on his birthday, October the 31st. As you heard, the commercial stated who the speakers would be, and we're just planning an awesome time on that particular weekend. Also, keep in mind that this is Pastor's Appreciation Month. Show love to your pastor. Show love to your covering, your pastor, and we've adopted the third Sunday, and every month is Love Sunday for the men of God, Dr. Lauren Matthews, and if you would like to bless the men of God, please feel free to do so by visiting the ministry website at werestoretheletteru.org. You can cash app at money sign or FPIM. You can Zelle at werestoreyou@yahoo.com, or you can visit the ministry website at werestoreyou.org through PayPal. God bless you, Dr. Matthews, and God bless you as well, Apostle Jacob.
Amen. Administrator, about play that commercial. We're going to quickly play the commercial for us, and then we'll come back with the final word.
We're getting ready to celebrate. Get ready for the Family Values Conference 2021 and birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. Lauren Matthews, PhD. This happens October 29th through 31st, 2021. The theme, God's Divine Grace to Rule and Reign.
Family Values Conference and Birthday Celebration 2021. Here we go.
It kicks off Friday night, October 29th at 7 p.m. at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. Lauren Matthews, Senior Pastor, the guest speaker, Pastor Mel Flowers, Kingdom Harvest Family Church, Olympia Fields, Illinois, on Saturday, October 30th, 2021, from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. Your tickets are $70. It's the formal banquet and birthday celebration for Dr. Lauren Matthews at First Assemblies International Church, 14559 South Green Street, Harvey, Illinois. The guest speaker, Mother Judy Hines, overseer of Overcomer International Network. Sunday, October 31st at 11 a.m. at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor. The guest speaker, Bishop Gary Wheeler of Changing Word Church International, Orlando, Florida. Get ready for a praising good time. October 29th through 31st, 2021. The Family Values Conference, 2021. And birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. A celebration that you do not want to miss. So here's what you do. Make plans to be there.
Amen. Bless the Lord. All right, thank you, God. Don't forget to purchase your ticket to those who have tickets. And I know that you're selling them and they're blessing people live and looking forward to it. If you're not able to attend, you know, conferences, it would be a life-changing one for them. And certainly we're looking to see you there. And even the new faces that we connected with over the last several months, weeks, and years, thank you, God, for what the Lord is doing for the 10th Year Family Value Conference. How many know that family is an important commodity in the earth realm? And the world is trying to make it in danger position, husband and wife, men and women, women and man being together. The institution of the union of family. 2022 is a powerful year of union, unifying. 2022, February, 2 months, 22nd, 2022. Powerful time to union and the importance of family and the family union. Amen. All right. Anyone have a question or comment for myself or Apostle Jacobs? You can hit one on your dial. You have a praise report if the word of the Lord bless you and give you the opportunity to do so as well. If not, Minister Brian, pray for me, you all. I made a slight mistake with my iPad. You know, not my iPad, my laptop. Yeah, that's a whole other story there. Pray for us right there. So we can keep the data that we had on there. Had a little major challenge there. But nonetheless, God is good. We bless the Lord. Any questions or comments for us, hit one on your dial. If there's any questions over there, administrator, by let us know. If not, we're going to proceed. Okay, we won't delay. You still there, Administrator Brian? My screen is not working at all, period.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my screen is not working at all, period, on my laptop. So I have no access to any of that, any of the people over there today. So if anyone have a question or comment, we'll have to take it from... Take it from your end, Administrator Ricky Bryan.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll open up the lines. However, we don't have anything at this time.
Okay. Thank you, Administrator Bryan. All right. Apostle Jacob, you want to give us a final word on your end, and then I'll go from there. Bless the people of God on today.
Yes. Well, I want to just reemphasize the people of God to remember the subject for today because it's such a blessing. External prepares you for time, but destiny must be master in you. That's something all by itself. Wow. Destiny must be the master in you. Prophet, that's real deep right there.
Yeah,
that's awesome. You bless me. I'm telling you, I was super blessed on this morning. With so many nuggets, I was trying to write down and listen to. I probably just need to listen to the whole thing again to grab everything I missed because what I was grabbing blew my mind this morning. Amen. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, we bless the Lord for you. My great friend, Apostle Jacob, we bless the Lord for him joining us on today. And we thank God for this awesome conference that they just came out of. It was a great time. We were able to be at the banquet and celebrate them and their services. I think Saturday was that was a huge day that we had so many things going on. But we were able to, I told people that I was able to pull it off. Yeah. Able to do what we need to do to get from one place to another, to be part of those events that were going on that weekend for those great men of God sharing their word. But we bless the Lord today. All right, saints of God, if you're ever in different areas, if you are in the city of Hampton, Virginia, Newport News, please join Restoration Truth Ministries under the leadership of Apostle Maurice Simmons and his wife, Prophetess Eugene Simmons. Join them in their services. They begin at 10 a.m. in the Eastern time zone. They're Newport News, Virginia, Hampton, Newport News at Restoration Truth Ministry. Join them. You can also join them on Facebook Live over there. There will be a word from the Lord. If you are in Joliet, Illinois, join my dad, Bishop Nathaniel Matthews of the Way of Life Holiness Church, 654 Patterson Road in Joliet, Illinois. That will be 11:30 Central Time Zone. He will be ministering a word from the Lord, him and my mother, Mother Matthews, the 60th year in counting. They've been married 60 years. We bless the Lord for them. They will be having their service at 11:30. If you are in the city of South Carolina, Marion, South Carolina, join Ark Family Fellowship, Pastor Aaron Meyer, Assistant Pastor Dixon, Overseer Sandra Gainey, and their powerful ministry, Ark Family Fellowship, there in Marion, South Carolina. You can join them there in their services. Great kingdom leaders. We bless the Lord for all that the Lord is doing in them and through them. And if you are in South Bend, Indiana, join our great kingdom leader there, Apostolic House of Deliverance, Apostle Russell Shebu, Overseer, Pastor Carter, his pastor there. We're blessing the Lord. 4313 Linden Avenue, there, East Coast there. Eastern time zone. So join them in that service. I think they do Facebook Live. You can look, go to Facebook Live and look up Apostolic House of Deliverance Ministry there. So we bless the Lord for these great kingdom leaders. And if you are in my city, the city of Harvey, Illinois, join us at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. There will be a word from the Lord for your life. I tell you, God always give us a Kairos word for the people of God and bless the heart of his people. So join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 11 o'clock, for a word from the Lord. Great kingdom leaders and men and women of God about great ministry there. I believe, I tell people all the time, our church is spoiled because they get a fresh rhema word every Sunday. They don't get stale manna. They get a fresh word off the press. So, you know, while I'm sitting there, I told everybody, well, everybody doing everything on that Saturday night, I'm breaking my brain in these books here, looking for a nugget, looking for a word from the Lord to bless people. Of course, I have to do it twice on Sunday, so therefore I have to do it twice, 7 a.m. and then come back at 11. But we bless the Lord for you all being connected with us. All right, Facebook Live, God will be doing some mighty things. We're looking forward to an awesome time in the Lord. Stretch Conference 2021, powerful time. In the Lord, and God is doing some mighty powerful things. So we're excited about the Stretch Conference 2021, what the Lord is doing in this awesome event. Well, people of God, I'm blessed. Thank you, Covenant Partners, virtual members, members that are partnering with us, new partners, sons and daughters. Last Tuesday night, we shared on Facebook Live, and we had one of our sons on there from Sierra Leone. Most of you all saw it on Facebook, and he let everybody know that over in Sierra Leone, they watch it from their big screen TV. So in Sierra Leone, we had 270 people watching on Tuesday night, last Tuesday night, via those who were on the conference line. So those who were following us on Facebook as well as those who were listening, following us on Facebook Live, we had them listening in as well. So we thank God for Pastor Emmanuel Bobar of Sierra Leone and their ministry there. And it's interesting, when we come on at 8 o'clock, that's 6 hours ahead. So just imagine, on Tuesday night, Sierra Leone, at 2 in the morning, 270 people watching our ministry, minister to the people of God. So it goes to show you that the word of God is ministering to the people of God, and they're being blessed. So we bless the Lord for being able to reach the people of God with a word from the Lord to minister to them. We have one of our partners in New Zealand, because New Zealand is the next day, so they're a whole day ahead of us. So we thank God for those who are following us in New Zealand, and Pastor David Paul Elijah over there in Europe. He was on with us in the Zoom. Some of us followed us during the Stretch Conference there at the Zoom platform. We were sharing there. We had the men's workshop, and we shared from there. We had a great time. Thank you, Apostle Jacob, for joining us over there as well. We thank God for Apostle Jacob and Greg Jacob ministry there, blessing God's people there. He comes on Saturday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, and 4 o'clock in the West Coast. So you can go to rejoice102.com and be blessed by his ministry work, him and his awesome wife there. And we bless the Lord for him partnering with us and connecting. Good people are hard to find. And if you got good people, I tell you, you can bless God for good people being with you. Yeah. Thanking God for him on today. All right, thank you, God. Well, people of God, continue to have a phenomenal day in the Lord. Administrator Brian, any final words over there?
No, sir. Our lines are clear this time.
Okay. Amen. All right. Well, bless you, Administrator Brian. Bless the faith of God. Thank you, Apostle Jacob. Faith of God. Have a tremendous day in the Lord. Don't forget to join us. Facebook Live, we'll be doing that Tuesday night, 7 o'clock p.m., 6:30. Listen to our broadcast on Rejoice 102. And then we'll be coming back at 7:30 with a word from the Lord. Also, people, prepare yourself for our conference. We're looking forward to seeing many of you with our Family Value Conference 2021 and all of the upcoming events that God is doing with us. You can join our great leaders as they share things on Saturday at noon. We have Sister Rosie, who's a hospitality person. They've been selling items outside the church, blessing people. And join, just come by and purchase some of the things that they're blessing and selling for the kingdom of God. Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry family, we bless the Lord for each and every one of you all. All right, saints of God, love you immensely. Have a phenomenal day. And the Lord will be probably jumping on Facebook in a few minutes to drop a quick nugget on you. All right, love you all. Have a phenomenal day. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless everybody.
The best advice we can give you is to save the date. Save the date. October 29th through 31st, 2021. Save the date. The Family Values Conference 2021. And the birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. The theme, God's Divine Grace, Rule and Reign. It kicks off October 29th, 2021 at 7 p.m. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor. October 30th, 2021. From 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. The formal birthday banquet. Tickets are $70. First Pentecost Assemblies International Church, 14559 South Green Street, Harvey, Illinois. October 31st, 2021 at 11 a.m. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor. To purchase your ticket, cash out. Hashtag Family Values 2021 or mail to RFPIM. Attention Family Values Conference, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, 60426. Conference Hotel, Even Hotel, and Tinley Park Convention Center, 18451 Convention Center Drive, Tinley Park, Illinois. Call them at 708-444-1100. 708-444-1100. Ask for the Family Values Conference Block. Deadline to book rooms, October 8th, 2021. Purchase your birthday at $25 business card, $50 half paid, $100 full paid. More information, contact Pastor Sandra Ganey at 910-506-8770. Sister Martisa Green at 708-444-1100.
708-825-1988. Administrator Brian at 334-440-6152. Or email LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com.
The Family Values Conference. Save the day. October 29th through 31st, 2021. You don't want to miss this. It's a celebration.
We're getting ready to celebrate. Get ready for the Family Values Conference 2021 and Birthday Celebration for Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. This happens October 29th through 31st, 2021. The theme, God's Divine Grace to Rule and Reign.
Family Values Conference and Birthday Celebration 2021. Here we go.
It kicks off Friday night, October 29th at 7 p.m. at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry,
231 East 146th Street,
Harvey, Illinois.
Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor, the guest speaker,
Pastor Mel Flowers,
Kingdom Harvest Family Church,
Olympia Fields, Illinois.
On Saturday, October 30th, 2021, from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m.
Your tickets are $70.
It's the formal banquet and birthday celebration for Dr. LaRon Matthews at First Assemblies International Church, 14559 South Green Street, Harvey, Illinois.
The guest speaker,
Mother Judy Hines, overseer of Overcomer International Network. Sunday, October 31st at 11 a.m. at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor.
The guest speaker,
Bishop Gary Wheeler of Changing Word Church International, Orlando, Florida.
Get ready for a praising good time.
October 29th through 31st, 2021.
The Family Values Conference, 2021.
And birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
A celebration that you do not want to miss.
So here's what you do.
Make plans to be there.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen.
Available now.
You can purchase your book at WeRestoreU.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com.
Or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreU.org.
Order today. Get ready to enjoy
the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Order your copy today.
You have reached Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries,
located at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois,
where Dr. LaRon Matthews is the senior pastor.
I'm sorry your call can't be answered at this time, but your call is very important.
Please leave your name, your number, and a brief message, and your call will be returned.
If you desire to join us for service, our schedule is as follows.
Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m. until 10:45 a.m.
Sunday at 11 a.m., it's the worship experience.
Tuesday night at 7 p.m., prophetic teaching. Thursday night at 7 p.m., prophetic prayer.
Time of intimacy with the Lord.
Fourth Friday night at 7 p.m., monthly prophetic explosion service.
Go to our website at www.werestoreu.org
or email us at werestoreu@yahoo.com.
Pressures of life seems to weigh you down. And you don't know which way to turn. God is concerned, and he's working it out for you. The child that's on cocaine, through prayer he can change that marriage that's on the verge of breaking up. You have to walk alone. Now you ask yourself, is everybody from the Lord or from the Lord? You need a blessing, and you need it right away. God is concerned, and He's working it out. Thank you.